Hi, Lolly.
Hey, Rainey.
How are you?
Oh, look, I'm having a little Tay-Tay Swift come down.
Oh, you know what? I was a fan before, but I think I'm a super fan.
Do you know what? I actually wasn't a fan. And we obviously just went to the Taylor Swift concert in Sydney. Rainey came over from New Zealand with her daughter, Winter. And look, I'm not going to lie. I thought, oh my God, Taylor Swift. Righto. But I am a born-again Swiftie. Seriously, one of the best experiences of my life. It was phenomenal.
Just the whole experience with the, you know, everyone's dressing up and you got Swiftie bracelet, friendship bracelets,
and then the light up bracelet. The whole stadium was a light show. It was amazing. It was incredible. I'd definitely go again.
Swifties all the way.
All the way, baby.
It's time to talk a little crime and scandal. Today, we're going to talk about, well, what did you know? Some twins. Some twins.
Love a good twin story. All right.
Exactly. We got a little drunken, diabolical behavior, and we've actually got a little bit of death.
Oh, shit. I was going to say, sounds like our weekend minus the death. All right. Well, yeah. I am excited. This sounds juicy.
It is. We are going to go back to 1978, where we have Alison and Anne Dadeau were born.
Dado,
whatever you want to call it. Cute little twins.
Potato, potato.
So they were born in New York, and tragically, their mother died when they were 5 years old. So,
oh, that's really awful.
Well, it is. Yeah, they had an older sister as well. Pretty similar to us with our older sister, except for our mom was thankfully alive. So growing up in high school, they were very attractive, very popular, cheerleaders. Everyone just wanted to be their friend. They're from New York, eventually moved to Florida. They started a yoga company.
Oh,
it's a little up your alley.
A little too close to home. They've moved away. Is this after high school? They've gone and set up. They've moved into the yoga industry after school.
Yeah.
Setting up their own studio.
Mm.
Right. Hey, they were way ahead of their time.
Way ahead of their time. So yeah, 2008, they moved to Florida. They've opened up a yoga studio called Twin Power Yoga in Palm Beach. These girls they're inseparable. A little like you and I. I know that we live apart, but they are so incredibly close. They finish each other's sentences. They're always with each other. But I tell you what, these girls, they love to fight.
Woo!
Girl, can they fight?
Really? Like, physical fight, punch-ups, or a bit of just...
All of the above. All of the above.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, I can actually confidently say that Shireen and I have never hit each other. Actually, wait, have we?
No.
Maybe a little shove here and there, but there's been no punches.
No.
Yet.
There's not been a punch yet. No. They are in Palm Beach. They're incredibly popular. They have a really, really awesome following. They actually drive matching Porsches. They live in a luxury high-rise building, and they're just... People used to say they had such a magnetic energy. They were just such a positive light in the community, and people were just really drawn to them.
Wow. Were they both teaching yoga?
Yeah, they were both yoga teachers. So they said the only time they actually saw them apart was when they were teaching their classes separate.
Wow.
A little like unhealthy close bond, but I mean, I call bullshit on that.
So do I. People don't understand unless you're a twin.
No. They are living their best life. They've got their awesome yoga community. Eventually, they were approached by a reality TV show. They wanted to come to Twin Power Yoga, and they wanted to star and feature these twins, maybe on MTV. I don't know.
I'm seeing like Bravo, a little bit of E.
They started in 2008, and this is around 2011. The reality TV show game was very strong in 2011. There's a lot of bachelors, a lot of bachelorettes, a lot of survivors, a lot of Kardashians. They could just probably fit straight into that category of the twin yogas.
For the non-twins out there, it's probably quite intriguing to sort of see how the other side live their lives. Is, you know, watching these twins, just their day to day. I would be intrigued if I wasn't a twin.
I know. So this is in 2011. They are encouraged to go and rent a larger yoga studio. Because obviously they're wanting to go big, they're wanting to bring so many people on board, so they've gone and done exactly that. Unfortunately, it just didn't quite go to plan.
Oh.
The reality TV show, it fizzled out, and these girls have got this massive studio and they have plunged into debt.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So
that's pretty shit, isn't it?
Well, I feel like you've got to be really careful though with the whole, like, you know, music and TV industry. Everyone's full of shit.
You know what? I can actually speak on this because Rainey and I were pursuing music for a long time. I lived in LA for 8 years. My husband's an actor, musician. And seriously, people are just absolutely full of garbage. And I'm just not surprised by this. Everyone promises you the world and they never deliver.
No, they don't.
Yep. Oh, that's really shit for them. But okay, tell me more. I'm intrigued.
Eventually.
Sorry, did they film any episodes?
No. So 2011, they've gone and opened up a bigger studio and obviously they sold the pipe dream of this reality show. They're going to be famous. But because they're quite well known in the community already, the tabloids are following them around and they're taking photos of just that.
Wow.
Like semi-famous.
Wow.
So they managed to hold on to the studio for a little while longer. 2014, it just came crashing down. They ended up shutting their doors and they owed so much money to all of their employees. And you know what? They did a little Groupon deal and they sold memberships that they did not fulfill.
Oh, this does not sound very namaste, does it?
Well, okay, look, as you can imagine, the yoga industry is obviously quite small and clicky and these people were not happy.
What's up with all these scammy yogis?
I don't know.
Scammy, murderous yogis out there.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It's obviously a thing. They closed their doors. They were gone the next day. The tabloids, like I said, they got hold of this. And I tell you what, they were quickly known as the terrible twins of yoga.
Oh, the terrible twins of yoga. I mean, it's a bit of a lame title, isn't it?
It is, really. Obviously, things weren't good. And they decided to gap it. That's going to get on out of here, you know. They jumped on a plane. They went to Utah, Park City, and they also changed their names.
Damn.
So Allison is now known as Alexandria, and Alexandria has got the more of an aggressive personality. She's quite angry, she's quite direct, and she's quite abrupt.
Oh, she's just changed everything. Or was she like always
no,
like that?
No, that's just her personality. That's her personality.
Alexandria.
Yeah, she's a bitch.
Okay, she's a bitch.
Anne, on the other hand, who is now known as Anastasia.
I love that they still kept their original initials. That's good.
They, actually, in saying that, they were Dadeau before. Now they're Duval.
Ooh. Duval. So fancy.
Duval. They've changed their names. Anastasia is known as they're really down to earth, sweet, really positive, beautiful energy. So, Laurel, what one of those do you think you are?
I was going to say, obviously, Anastasia. Sorry. Oh, Karen over here. I think Karen's your middle name. She wears it proudly.
Yeah.
Would you not say? Like, look at you. You have your blazer on.
Hmm.
You're all getting ready to bloody tell some waiter off.
I know.
For bringing cold food.
I know, right?
Or just shit tasting food.
Bring this cold steak to me.
We all need some Karens in the world or some Alexandrias.
Yeah. Well, maybe not Alexandria, but you know.
Uh-oh.
So they move to Park City and they open another yoga studio.
Girls haven't learnt.
No, the yoga industry, Laurel, again, it's quite clicky.
Yes, it would be.
What are these girls doing? They're Googling. They are on Google and they can see what's happened. They've changed their names, but these yoga twins, they're infamous over in bloody Florida. Has followed them.
Are they identical?
They're identical. They're blonde. They're young.
I mean,
they're attractive.
Honestly.
Come on, guys.
I'm going to say it. They are dumb idiots.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly.
Idiots.
I actually said dumb idiots about 18 times in the last podcast. How many identical twins are out there just opening yoga studios? Not many.
If any. And also they took with them $150,000 worth of debt.
Oh.
And just a really bad reputation. So unfortunately for them, their yoga business didn't quite work out.
Again?
No, because no one wanted to go.
Fucking hell. Oh, my God.
These girls.
They need to get into CrossFit. All right. You know, I think that people are probably a bit more accepting in the CrossFit world because they're all roided up.
Well, aren't all of the CrossFits? Oh, no, the F45's going down anyway.
Yes, that's it. They need to join F45. That's
you can it. Buy some pretty cheap dumbbells these days on Marketplace, I believe.
Put the F45 logo on it. Look, it was only a matter of time.
Yeah, so look, things aren't going well for the girls. They just start spiraling and just dibbling and dabbling in the alcohol. They are hitting the booze hard. Their namaste has not turned into namaste. It's where my drink at, bitch.
I thought you were going to say something really clever then, but that was pretty good.
I just got nothing.
Their namaste turned into Where's the alizé? We got it. So, what is alizé? Is it a drink?
It's alcohol.
Oh, that's good.
So the girls are drinking, a lot of drunken disorderly behavior going on.
Wait, my mascara's running.
Eventually, they just gathered a pretty lengthy rap sheet. They got kicked out of a restaurant for being incredibly intoxicated and threatening to call the mafia on the owner. I'm not really sure if there is a mafia in Utah, but...
It's amazing what you can find on the back streets of Utah.
They had crashed their car. The car was in a ditch and they were arguing and pulling each other's hair, like very, very aggressive. They got done with a DUI. Now, was it a DUI or is it a DWI? Because what's going on here?
DWI. Shireen.
I was listening to that Kendall Ray girl and she kept saying DWI. I'm like, drink with what?
DUI, driving under influence.
I know, but she was saying DWI, and I'm like, am I missing something?
DW, driving while intoxicated.
Obviously, they got done with a DUI, and they threatened to kill the arresting officer.
Fucking number slay.
So these girls have gone from being really fit and healthy. They're spiraling out of control. I'll actually show you some photos of them before when they're in their yoga studio in Florida and they're just looking really fit and nice. And now their mugshots are just really puffy and they're really taking a turn for the worst.
What I'm hearing is that yoga was somewhat keeping them on the straight and narrow. Oh, well, apart from all the scamming people. Actually, yeah. Wait, no. No, it wasn't. There's no hope.
No.
These girls are screwed. Terrible.
They're spiraling. So that was in 2014. So let's move forward to 2015. And they decide to move to Hawaii on a religious quest to start over.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Didn't exactly go to plan though, did it? So they eventually got arrested on Christmas Eve with another DUI, drunk and disorderly conduct, and terroristic threatening. They are just out there, and they're like, the thing is, you've got to understand is these two girls together, when they're not drinking, apparently they're the most loving, kind, beautiful people. But when they're drinking, they are so aggressive and out of control, and they're just constantly fighting. And people say they actually like they fight like men. It's not just like a normal argument. Like they're out to get each other.
I guess when you're that close, there's just no barrier, you know, there's no boundaries. You just let it rip. And also alcohol. I mean, alcohol, as we know, it just completely changes people. So it sounds like it was doing exactly that for these girls.
Yeah, that's interesting because Anastasia's boyfriend actually came forward from 2001 and also said that they had an incident in the car where they were drinking and they were pulling each other's hair and then one of them was kicking the steering wheel and it was like the car was going out of control. So these girls just have no boundaries. It doesn't matter where they are and who they're with. They're just out to get each other.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. You're lucky we don't have this relationship.
I know. We're pretty good, actually. I think we come closer together when we've had a few drinks.
I know.
I love you.
Most people do. So they've had this other arrest on Christmas Eve. There is a warrant issued for their arrest, and they didn't turn up for the hearing. What do you know? These girls are just, they don't give a shit about the law.
They don't.
So they haven't found the girls. Fast forward to May 2016. They're still in Hawaii, and they've got boyfriends now. Lonnie Dickerson, who is Alexandra's boyfriend, and Federico Bailey. So Anastasia met Federico living in his car. So as you can imagine, top round guy. But they all just start living together in Maui, and they've known each other.
Federico's car.
No, she's invited him to move in. So the four of them are living together. They're drinking heavily. It's getting out of control. But Federico, who was living in the car, he's actually like, you know what? We're going to just try and rein this in, girls. Like, he actually really wants to help them, especially his girlfriend, Anastasia. Like, he's really worried and he just wants to sort her out. So he decides he's going to take her out on a camping trip. Just the two of them. Just going to go out camping. So they actually went out. They went to Costco to go buy some camping gear because they obviously didn't have any. And they actually figured out they had the wrong credit card. So they had to go back home. And then Alexandria's like, well, okay, I'm going to come with you guys, which they weren't happy about because things with the sisters, they were bad. And also Federico, he didn't actually want them to take alcohol, whereas Alexandra's drinking, I think, was a little more out of control than Anastasia's. So she's going out on this camping trip. The girls are fighting. It's also alcohol-free, so they're having some withdrawals.
Oh, is it just the three of them?
It's just the three of them. I'm not really sure where Lonnie is. He just obviously stayed home. So they've gone out to this trip. The girls, look, they're not getting on, and they decide to gap it. They left Federico there, Any guesses where they've gone?
They moved back to the bar. That's where they went.
The girls are thirsty. They've gone to find a drink, right?
These thirsty bitches, yep.
They came back a few hours later and they were heavily intoxicated. Like, things aren't good. And they are arguing. It's not good. Following day, the girls actually decide to take a drive and they've got Federico in the car. He needs to go to the bathroom. He goes to the bathroom, all right?
Yeah.
The twins are still fighting.
In the car?
They're fighting. Guess what happens, Laurel? They left him at the fucking bathroom and they took off.
Oh, my God, these girls.
Because they...
Poor Federico.
Well, they're not into old Mr. Sobriety, are they? This guy's boring as fuck. So the girls, they take off. They've managed to find some alcohol, whether or not there was hiding in their bags. But the girls are drinking. They are driving along the Hana Highway. Now, the Hana Highway is a really bendy, windy, high hilltop road. And, like, you've really got to focus and concentrate on being on your side of the road. Because, you know, you can imagine, look at our windy roads in New Zealand, right?
Mm.
This is, like, next level. Oh, God, it's a very, very beautiful road, but it's also very, very scary.
Yeah, well, New Zealand roads are quite... absolutely breathtaking views, but I do not enjoy road trips in New Zealand because they are super windy and sharp cliff edges, and there's a lot of crashes on New Zealand roads.
Yeah, it's scary. It's really scary. So Alexandria is actually driving and Anastasia's in the passenger seat. They're seen driving quite erratic. They're fighting. They overtook one car. He actually witnessed Alexandra was swearing and yelling at her sister.
Oh my God.
Someone else actually had to pull over and they overtook and they saw Anastasia was pulling Alexandra, who was driving, pulling her hair a lot. Like, not just a little bit, like her head was going. It was going. Like, these girls are fucking nuts. Absolutely nuts.
But it's like they just love to have a good brawl in the car.
I know.
Often.
So they're pulling each other's hair. They're yelling. They're screaming. Next thing you know, Alexandria, she accelerates like full noise. She pulls the car to the left and they plummet 200 meters down the side of the cliff. Kaboom!
No, they didn't.
They did.
Oh my God. No, wait. Whoa. She did that on purpose.
Well, let's get back to that in a moment, please.
I can't handle it, Trent. I'm going to say, I'm going to call it.
Yeah. So they plummet 200 meters down the cliff. So this is a cliff.
Oh my God.
The cliff is actually on the ocean. So it's all very rocky and hilly. The car actually landed on its ass.
The car landed on its ass. I don't know if that's how they would actually.
Okay.
The technical term.
Okay. So.
Rear. It's rear.
That's rear. Okay. So they have, the ass and the front end are right.
The ass end.
Yeah, the ass end of the car.
It's the rear end.
All right, the rear, the ass, whatever you want to call it.
How we say it in New Zealand.
They come crashing 200 meters down the hill. The car actually fell on its rear end with its nose up and then eventually on its side.
Oh, God.
The car is absolutely mangled and tangled. And you've got people that have pulled over and they're looking over and they're like, oh my gosh, there's no way that anyone has survived this. So they're waiting and then they see someone wriggling around. God, someone's here. So anyway, the helicopters come in, they get their people to come down and manage to get to the car. And Alexandria is in there with minor injuries. Couple of fractured ribs, wrist broken. So they airlift her to hospital. But unfortunately, Anastasia has died in the accident.
Who was driving?
Alexandria was driving. So she suffered minor injuries. And they think that's because she had this steering wheel in front of her to kind of protect her from obviously rolling around too much in the car. And it's suspected that Anastasia hit the roof and flew backwards.
Oh, God.
And when they actually airlifted her out, she had broken pretty much every bone in her body. She was just a absolute floppy mess, as you can imagine. Horrific.
Oh my
absolutely
God,
horrific.
Awful. Well, I feel like these girls, I suppose they were just so drunk that they just weren't even, there was no comprehension of the danger that they were putting themselves in. This is horrendous.
Yeah, it is really, really tragic. So Anastasia, she's died. Alexandria, she's been airlifted to hospital. When their father found out, he actually said the wrong twin died and she's a fucking bitch.
Oh,
yeah. And when they actually told Alexandria that her twin had died, she showed no emotion whatsoever. They said that she was hysterical, as in like couldn't really control her anger and emotions, but in terms of having like upset and crying, there was just nothing. She didn't even really react when they said that her sister was dead. But maybe that was shock. Like, I just don't even know how you could comprehend your twin sister dying, or let alone, you know, any family member or sister dying. But your twin sister is just, yeah.
Such a close bond. But also, I just have to think, she yanked the steering wheel. Does she pull it in the direction of the cliff edge? Or it almost sounds like she was just trying to take them both out.
Well, see, this is where it gets a little complicated. So Alexandria was found to have the blood alcohol of like 3 times over the alcohol limit. So she was highly intoxicated. Mm. She, in the end, got charged with second degree murder.
Whoa.
Because they are trying to say, well, you were obviously intoxicated. You've been seen driving and arguing. And then they saw her do the left turn. Not the sister wasn't pulling the steering wheel. The sister was pulling her hair.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a lot of uncertainty around what actually happened. So they've gone and charged her. She's obviously over the alcohol limit. They've charged her with second degree murder. And the car that they were in was actually a black box. So they managed to get the black box out of the car.
Really? They have a black box in a car?
Yeah, they did in this one. I think it was a Ford Explorer.
Shiver me timbers. I know. Didn't realize.
They could tell that there was no braking. There was also no brake marks on the road to see that she was trying to stop.
So I'm sorry, I'm thinking like black box airplane.
Yes, no, it is the same thing. It's a black box that they have in the car, which just shows the activity in the car in terms of acceleration and braking.
Oh, but not voices or anything like that. Not hearing.
No,
okay,
no.
Sorry. Okay, that's what.
Right. No brake marks on the actual road. And a little thing that was a little awkward afterwards when she was released from hospital, she actually was dressing in her sister's clothes. Now, Frederico, Anastasia's boyfriend, he actually didn't find out for a while because he was still waiting at this rest stop.
Trying to get back to the house.
Following day, he hitched a ride, got back to the house, and then he found out that she had died. When they told Alexandria's boyfriend, Lonnie, he actually didn't show any emotion at all that Anastasia had died. So there's a little bit of talk around Anastasia and Frederico were potentially going to go and open up another business and move away. And I think they thought that Alexandria had found out. That's potentially why they were arguing in the car. And just so, yeah, obviously there was a lot of tension between the two and potentially a lot of like jealousy and just a lot of conflict. So she's back at the house. Frederico's there. She starts dressing in Anastasia's clothes and actually gets Frederico to help her in the shower and wash her hair. And he found that really, really awkward because, okay, yeah, they're twins.
But he found it awkward while he was shampooing or conditioning. Like, just don't do it, you weirdo.
I found that, because obviously she's got a broken arm, so he's helping. But I don't know, why would you not just get your boyfriend to help? So he found that really strange, and because she's walking around in his sister's clothes. But
I would wear your clothes.
I'm going to say if anything happened to you, I would live in your clothes.
100%.
Yeah.
And when I come stay with you, I'm always wearing your clothes. I don't find that weird at all.
No.
Yeah, it's comforting.
She's been charged with second degree murder. There was also talk of maybe it was like a murder suicide. She was trying to take both of them out. And, you know, the craziest thing is, Laurel, is that where they crashed was kind of the only bit of the road that had no barrier. And it was also the only part of the road that wasn't just the ocean where there was rocks. So if it did fall, they fell into the ocean, they probably both would have died.
It's pretty crazy.
She's being charged with second degree murder. So she hasn't been charged and arrested just yet, but she flees. She fled. She ran.
All these yogis just fleeing everywhere.
I know. So she booked a flight, obviously under a name because she's stupid. Something's happened to their flight. It's grounded. They can't leave, whether it's technical issues or what's happened. The flight can't leave. So she goes and checks into a nearby hotel and the police manage to track her down and find her. So she's arrested.
Mm-hmm. How's that for the universe working against you?
Time goes on. They actually drop the charges. They're dismissed. So then, so obviously there's just not enough evidence. They've decided they're going to drop charges. So she decides to go back to New York. What do you know? A couple of weeks later, she gets...
Don't say it.
She gets done for another DUI.
Oh, my God. Are you for real? This is unbelievable.
Unbelievable. And, like, keep in mind, she hasn't even been charged with a DUI for killing her sister.
This girl's
out of control.
She's just got no hope.
Out of control. So a few months go past, and actually they're like, you know what? We're actually going to get these charges and relay them back on her. Second degree murder.
100%.
So they bring her back to Hawaii and they charge her again. She decides to go have a bench trial. Do you know what a bench trial is?
No, please enlighten me.
A bench trial is where you don't go in front of a jury, you just go in front of the judge. So this is now June 2018. She's having a bench trial, goes in front of the judge, and everything is kind of laid out on the table. The judge is like, no, I'm finding you not guilty.
Really?
He actually agreed that Anastasia caused the accident by pulling her hair.
Oh, I guess you could look at it like she's having her hair yanked in one direction, so she's trying to, you know, yeah, I could kind of see how that would happen, but also these girls, the drink driving is absolutely out of control.
Well, it is out of control, and she's gone and done it again. It's just incredibly sad. Obviously, she's gone through the loss of her sister, but she's in a car and they're fighting, and it's just, there's just so much aggression and alcohol. Yeah, so she's been found not guilty. Pretty horrible time for her. But then fast forward to 2020, a couple of years later, she decides to go on the old Dr. Phil show.
Oh.
Cancel the recording the first day because she's high as a kite.
Hi.
Well, Dr. Phil said that she was incoherent and on substances, basically.
Oh, no.
So she's gone back the next day and she's done her story. And look, regardless, that's why I said at the beginning, it's kind of 50-50. Like, where do you land? Do you think it was something that she did intentionally? Do you think this is a really sad, terrible accident? You just don't know.
Well, it's so interesting because I feel like something as massive as having this life-threatening car accident and killing your sister would be perhaps enough of a awakening for you to cut your shit out. And she just sounds like she went even further in the, you know, down the wrong path, which is crazy. Like, she got away with the charges and here we are a few years later and she's still absolutely smashed out of her mind, about to go on a TV show. Yeah, I'm not happy about this.
No.
I'm not happy. She hasn't learned her lesson. I feel like she'd definitely be a bit of a risk to society by the sounds of it with all these, you know, DUIs. And I don't know if I would say she was intentionally trying to kill her sister. Maybe both of them. Maybe she was trying to, you know, end it all, because she's still just living life like she doesn't give a shit.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, Laurel, the month of May, so this happened in May 2016, they were quite intoxicated and Alexandria was saying to Frederico, the boyfriend, that she was going to end it all on the 30th of the month for her and her sister.
Whoa.
Whether or not she was going to take them both out, or I don't know.
So what date was the accident?
That was on the 16th. So she was a little early.
She was a little early. And you know what? It's just a bit of hearsay, isn't it? How do we know if that's true?
How do we know? Yeah. So look, it's an incredibly sad story. Obviously, they had a lot going for themselves. They were really well respected in the yoga community. And then they just really spiraled in terms of their drinking and resulted in one of them dying, which is really, really sad.
Awful.
Yeah. And obviously, they scammed everyone out of their group on vouchers.
So if we go back, it was the reality show that really was the, I guess, catalyst for things going downhill, because the reality show led them to getting in a lot of debt. And then that sort of...
Yeah.
Wow.
It just started spiraling. Obviously, they committed to a larger studio. Then they try to run away from their problems and change their names. And then they're in Utah. Then they go to Hawaii and try to start over again. And it's just not... Their religious quest didn't quite work out.
No, and it was the substance abuse that really was the demise.
It was.
The downfall. Wow. Debt and the booze.
Debt and the booze.
Wow.
So that's that. Look, it's not a real gory murder, but it's very tragic. That leads me to ask you, Lolly, can you handle the story?
No, I can't handle. I can't handle it because I can relate to this in many ways. Just my yoga background and being a twin. But I just feel like it just went so wrong.
Mm.
And it's all because of obviously the debt and the booze. But I feel sad because I think her losing her sister, it just doesn't sound like it really had too much of an impact on her.
No, it didn't seem like it changed a lot.
No, and I think being a twin is such a beautiful blessing. You know, have this really incredible, unique bond with someone that no one will ever understand. But it sounds like this bond, when they had this alcohol and these substances involved, it really created this such a toxic relationship between the two of them. But there was no boundaries. Like, no one could do any wrong, because it's almost like you're the same person when you're a twin. So you just move on and forgive, and they're sort of sober. They just sort of let these things go. But clearly what needed to happen was these girls needed to be separated.
Mm-hmm.
In order for them to maybe live a normal life. So I can't handle it. I can't handle the death of a twin and the scamming. It's just icky, especially when it comes to yoga and trying to put this kind of beautiful practice out into the world and you're scamming people. And then she never learned her lesson. So no, I cannot handle this crime and scandal. How about you, Rainey? Can you handle this crime and scandal?
No, I'm exactly the same as you. I feel like it's incredibly sad. Obviously, that twin bond is so special and so beautiful. And again, yeah, the whole yoga practice and living a really positive, beautiful life is just, you'd think that that's the way that they would continue regardless of their downfalls. Mm. But it's, yeah, alcohol, it's just led to a really, really sad path.
It makes me want to give up yoga. Not the Alizé, though. Not the Alizé. Oh, wow, that's fascinating. I'm like, there are so many things, stories that we just have never heard of. I've never heard of this before. I can't believe it. Twins and yoga?
I've actually heard of this one.
Really?
It's not like a real gory story, but it's just a really sad story because you've gone from like having such a high, positive life to just
hitting rock bottom.
Literally hitting rock bottom. Yeah. So.
We don't need to be doing all these gory murder stories because they are kind of awful. Like, I mean, this is awful, but it does sound like it was an accident as well. So accidents happen, but.
Oh, and you know, the other thing though, she didn't even get charged with a DUI.
Like,
not. Whoa. Yeah, I mean, obviously it's because she's probably got enough, but that would probably be the one where you get your DUI would be.
You think you'd go to jail for something?
Yeah, well, reckless driving, you know, like. She got absolutely nothing.
Oh, my God. Does she have a relationship with her dad or that's all?
No. I don't believe so.
Where is she now?
She is back in New York.
Oh, my gosh. We don't know if she's doing yoga anymore?
Probably not.
All right, Rainey. Well, look, thanks for that crime and scandal. Feeling a little depressed now and I am a little confused about being a twin and doing yoga. So, thanks.
Not drinking, though.
No. Well, I like to have the odd drink, but maybe I need to stop.
We're not going to go driving around any cliffs drunk anytime soon, girl.
Absolutely not. All right. Well, thanks for that story. And I'll see you next time. I'll be sharing a little crime.
Ooh.
There'll be no twins or yoga involved, though.
All right. We've had our run with yoga.
That's it. Namaste.
That's it. Namaste.
All right. We'll chat soon.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.